sprinkled with laughter anymore. Since the news, little kids haven't played outside, as if their moms are afraid someone might snatch them out of their yards and send them off to war. Every day the phone rings on and off, but I don't answer it. This morning it rings 15 times. I'm afraid it's Cal, and I don't know what to say to him. What do you say when your best friend's brother dies? And what if Cal has found out about the letter I wrote Wayne? When the phone rings again, I yell out to no one, "Leave me alone," and escape with a sack of food for Zachary. I place it on the trailer steps, knock, and hurry back home. At supper, Dad says, "Your mother called a few minutes ago. She tried to reach you this week, but you didn't answer." I don't say anything. I just concentrate on spreading the butter over my roll. But I'm relieved to know that it wasn't Cal calling. "She's concerned about you," Dad says. "She knows about Wayne." I look up. "Have you seen Cal?" he asks. "No,"